Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 14th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that job listings indicate Apple ramped up work to provide content for its forthcoming mixed reality platform. Apple also posted jobs for developers to build tools and frameworks to enable connected experiences in a 3D mixed reality world. Mixed reality job postings also indicate the headset's operating system will support app intents, with support for features like Siri and shortcuts. After its layoffs last week, Meta informed employees it would stop developing its Portal smart displays and developing smartwatches. Meta Human Resources Chief Lori Goler said 54% of cuts were in business positions, with the rest in technology roles. Alibaba did not share full sales results for its Singles Day shopping event for the first time, saying gross merchandise value was in line with last year. 2021 sales reached 540.3 billion yuan, about 76.1 billion US dollars. Platformer's Casey Newton sources say Twitter eliminated about 80% of its 5,500 contract employees over the weekend. Cuts are expected to impact content moderation and core infrastructure. Cerebras Systems announced a new modular supercomputer called Andromeda, designed to speed up training of large language models and other AI programs using up to 13.5 million compute cores. CEO Andrew Feldman says, compared to purpose-built supercomputers, Andromeda can be set up in a few days and cost less than $30 million. In testing, scientists at the Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory were able to approach linear scaling by adding to the Andromeda cluster. They were able to cut training time for a large language model from 4.1 to 2.4 hours by doubling the cluster. The mobility company Bird reported it overstated electric scooter revenue over the last 2 years, according to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. From 2020 to 2021, it counted preloaded wallet balances as revenue after some trips were completed. As a result, it delayed its Q3 earnings report, with corrected financial reports coming as soon as practicable. DoorDash rolled out new in-app safety features. If it detects deliveries are taking longer than expected, it will automatically check if a courier is okay. This rolls out initially in New York City and Washington. It also rolled out a new Safe Chat feature in the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. This will monitor for offensive language in chats between customers and delivery workers. If detected, senders will receive a warning, and workers will be able to unassign themselves from a job without penalty. Workers can also report if a customer makes them feel unsafe and block that customer going forward. The buy now, pay later fintech company Klarna launched a price comparison tool in the US last month and is now expanding it to markets in Europe. Users will be able to shop and pay in the Klarna app, which will show historical pricing data and recommendations if users should wait to purchase an item or just buy now. This builds on Klarna's acquisition of PriceRunner, which it closed on in April. TikTok began testing its TikTok Shop in the US, letting users make purchases directly in the app. The feature was previously available in the UK and across 7 countries in Southeast Asia. Semaphore sources say TikTok began inviting select businesses to participate initially. NVIDIA's latest version of its upscaling tech, Deep Learning Supersampling, or DLSS, added AI frame generation between 3D rendered frames to increase overall frame rates. This separation of upscaling from lower resolution and frame generation means it can be used in combination with other upscaling tech, like AMD's FSR or Intel's XeSS. Igor's lab found all three upscalers worked well with NVIDIA's AI frame generation, finding AMD's FSR in ultra performance mode provided its biggest frame rate boost on the game Spider-Man Remastered. The artist community DeviantArt announced a text-to-image service called DreamUp. It's powered by Stable Diffusion. Members get 5 free prompts to try out. DeviantArt also announced it will automatically opt out members' artwork from third-party AI datasets using its recently announced HTML flags. Users wanting to opt out of AI training for DreamUp need to fill out a Google form. India's Ministry of Electronics and IT removed its ban on the website of VLC Media Player. Indian telcos began blocking the site back in February, but the IT ministry never made the ban order public. The app's developer, Videoland, filed a legal notice last month, attempting to get an explanation for the block. Security researcher David Schutz discovered a way to bypass the Android lock screen on Android 10 and newer versions. He found that after entering his PIN incorrectly 3 times and recovering a locked SIM card with the personal unblocking key, the device would go straight to a device's home screen, meaning swapping the SIM card would give an attacker access if they had the unblocking key. This requires physical access to the device and for the owner to have unlocked it at least once since reboot. Schutz notified Google of the flaw in June, and it was patched on November 7th. Bloomberg reports that, according to data from CryptoQuant, the collapse of FTX saw significant withdrawals at other crypto exchanges. Users withdrew $3.7 billion worth of Bitcoin, $2.5 billion worth of Ether, and over $2 billion in major stablecoins from November 6th through the 13th. In related news, Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao announced the exchange would launch an industry recovery fund to help projects who are otherwise strong but in a liquidity crisis. More details will be announced in the coming days, and Binance will open the fund to co-investors. And finally, in a CNN interview, Amazon founder and executive chairman Jeff Bezos said he planned to give away the majority of his net worth in his lifetime. This includes $10 billion over 10 years to the Bezos Earth Fund, which seeks to fight climate change. Bezos was light on other details, saying he was building the capacity to be able to give away this money. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.